And the first reading this morning is taken from the book of Sirach, chapter 38, verses 1 to 14. Honour physicians for their services, for the Lord created them. For their gift of healing comes from the Most High, and they are rewarded by the King. The skill of physicians makes them distinguished, and in the presence of the great they are admired. The Lord created medicines out of the earth, and the sensible will not despise them. Was not water made sweet with a tree in order that its power might be known? And he gave skill to human beings that he might be glorified in his marvelous works. By them the physician heals and takes away pain. The pharmacist makes a mixture from them. God's works will never be finished, and from him health spreads over all the earth. My child, when you are ill, do not delay, but pray to the Lord, and he will heal you. Give up your faults and direct your hands rightly, and cleanse your heart from all sin. Offer a sweet-smelling sacrifice and a memorial portion of choice flour, and pour oil on your offering as much as you can afford. Then give the physician his place, for the Lord created him. Do not let him leave you, for you need him. There may come a time when recovery lies in the hands of physicians, for they too pray to the Lord, and he will grant them success in diagnosis and in healing for the sake of preserving life. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Thanks be to God.
And our second reading is from the second letter to Timothy, chapter 4, beginning at verse 5. As for you, always be sober, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, carry out your ministry fully. As for me, I am already being poured out as a libation, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. From now on, there is reserved for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. Do your best to come to me soon, for Demas, in love with this present world, has deserted me and gone to Thessalonica. Crescens has gone to Galatia, Titus to Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Get Mark and bring him with you, for he is useful in my ministry. I have sent Tychicus to Ephesus. When you come, bring the cloak that I left with Carpus at Troas, also the books, and above all, the parchments. Alexander the coppersmith did me great harm. The Lord will pay him back for his deeds. You also must be aware of him, for he strongly opposed our message. At my first defense, no one came to my support, but all deserted me. May it not be counted against them. But the Lord stood by me and gave me strength, so that through me the message will be fully proclaimed, and all the Gentiles might hear it. So I was rescued from the lion's mouth. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
The Gospel is written in the fourth chapter of the Gospel according to Luke, beginning at the 14th verse. Glory to Christ, our Saviour. Then Jesus, filled with the power of the Spirit, returned to Galilee, and a report about him spread through all the surrounding country. He began to teach in their synagogues and was praised by everyone. When he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, He went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. And he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. Then he began to say to them, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." Give thanks to the Lord for his glorious gospel. Praise to Christ our Lord. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be always acceptable to you, my Lord, my strength, and my Redeemer. Amen. Well, today I've chosen to commemorate Luke, whose saint's day is actually tomorrow, the 18th of October. He's very fortunate to share it with Gillian Little's birthday. Clearly, Gillian knew what she was doing being born on that day too. We know a little about Luke, and what we do know mainly comes from St. Paul, and of course, from the pen of the author himself. And in fact, we had a reading from that wonderful reading from Sirach this morning, and people think, Sirach, I've never heard of that. So of course, it's one of the books in the Apocrypha, also called the Deuterocanonical books, in that bit of the Old Testament that isn't always in some of the Bibles, but it's in the Bible that we use. Now, Paul mentions Luke three times in his letters, and we heard one of them this morning, but you'd be hard-pressed to remember it, really. In Paul's second letter to Timothy, there's a passing mention to Luke. I don't know if you really did catch it. Paul wrote, "Only Luke is with me." Five words, that's all he gets. This is after Paul gives a list of various friends who've left him. It's clear that Luke was visiting Paul when he was in prison. I think we can safely surmise that Luke was a loyal and faithful friend of Paul, and his faith was such that he wasn't about to flee when things got a wee bit tricky. In Paul's letter to the Colossians, chapter 4, Paul describes Luke as the beloved physician. From this description, we have one further insight to Luke. Luke was someone who was called upon to help heal the sick. A physician in Jesus's day, of course, wouldn't have been to medical school and wouldn't have been wearing a white coat with a stethoscope around their neck. A physician would have knowledge passed down from a member of the family or from a mentor. A bit like the fictional brother Cadfael, the physician would have an extensive knowledge of herbs and plants that could help heal, especially those that we would now know as having antiseptic qualities, as well as ones that could purge your system one way or the other. Luke isn't mentioned in any of the lists of the disciples in the Gospels, even though